secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show the father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion reigns throughout the land, king of the jungle.
Mr. Positive! Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with Mr. Positive 2, Rich McFadden, Ms. Positive, Roberta Fasanelli, Ms. Positive 2 is Jennifer Horn. The Chicago teacher strike that ended last week bothered me. School started, school stopped, and then it started again. What did they get? Nothing.
Huh.
They got, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't get anything. Kids are out of school for, 10 days? The teachers lost that much in pay. They got a little bump in increase in salary, but the kids, you know, they worry about how large the classes are, that sort of thing. The bottom line is that really we witnessed a lot of teachers, thousands of them, staff, support personnel, try to come up with something that would revolutionize the Chicago school system. And isn't that the promise of democracy in the sense you challenge what has been the practice? You want to make things better. But when you look behind the scenes, you see the same players and the same sort of action, the same sort of stuff. So the kids are pawns. The teachers really were pawns in the whole system. You know, I don't like unions in the public sector.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that goes deeper here, it seems to me. The shifting of the burden, the people who are worried about their taxes, and whether or not the quality of our schools, this is the real issue, is challenging, as one writer put it, the demise or the solidity of our democracy. Is it the seed? Our poor education system being the, 19th in the world is so bad that in cities like Chicago, and we've certainly talked about Los Angeles, and it doesn't seem to be the case in New York. I was sort of going to ask Roberta about this because she's a New Yorker. The public school system in New York seems to be better in terms of results, i.e. who gets out of school, where do they go to school. Why do you suppose?
Thanks to Bloomberg.
It is.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the schools are better there. Isn't it interesting, as a sideline, how one person can have that much influence
and
what goes
he
on?
He has had unbelievable influence in
New really
York because he has standards.
Yeah.
And he's not beholden to anyone. You know, he's not beholden to any political party. He's not beholden to, you know, any financial contributor. He's got his own money. He's got his own network. Mm-hmm. So he does, like, the whole thing with the soda. You know, banning large sodas in New York City. He does what he feels is right, and he accomplishes marvelous things.
That
it just
didn't
shows
work
you
out too well, though.
What no, it's worked out incredibly well.
Oh, you no,
kidding?
It has worked out
with the
not only get through the health board, but the information last Thursday. There was a study released
that
basically underscored every single thing. Oh. He looked like a hero.
No, there's
he looked
no
like
doubt.
The smartest guy
there's
around.
No doubt
as a result of that.
That he's right that sodas are not healthy for you, but he didn't ban them at convenience stores, which is where everybody goes and gets those sodas. He just ban them at restaurants and schools and where else, but not at convenience stores. Oh, and movie theaters.
Yeah.
Well, I think that...
And your
that,
point is?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you see people walking out with the bucket o gulp soda at the convenience stores. Why wouldn't he go? It seems stupid.
All right, so we made that point. Let me go back to the original premise of what I was talking about, the teachers in the schools.
I was astounded when I moved, you know, Victoria goes to the FAME school, the music and art drama school, and I was astounded to find out that that's a New York City public high school.
Mm-hmm.
And there are countless New York City specialty high schools that are simply amazing. I was blown away.
Well,
you know, here's the excellence of the schools.
Here's what blows me away when thinking about it, and maybe it has to do with all the rhetoric of the election cycle that we're in. This business about discrediting people who know how to make money and build wealth. You don't seem to learn that in schools today. You may learn chemistry. You may learn how to cook things. You may learn calculus.
Right. They don't learn how to cook, and they don't learn anything about economics that people need.
Do you think they should have a class where you run the stock market, a mock stock market?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. My daughter did it in the fifth grade.
Kids being day traders?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Or anything that proves or serves as a function to society.
Teach them how to balance a checkbook. Teach them what a simple mortgage is.
Every kid in the class gets their own fake business to run.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They all have to do trade with each other.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great.
Instead, they teach them, like, you know, trigonometry. I mean, unless you're going to be an engineer, what the heck are you going to do with that?
Yeah. It's
useless.
There are those who would say, Roberta, that the amount of wealth you accumulate doesn't have much to do with the amount of education and work experience you have. I think, though, getting started on a track, getting people, it may not specifically get you to become an electrician or be a computer brain or whatever it is, but you get stuck often, and this is why we have this lack of understanding of the deficit, because people, as Richie just said, people don't get the idea of balancing. That is having enough money coming in as you need to have go out. So there's no budget. There's no sacrifice because people say, I'll get it somewhere else.
They don't know how to comparison shop. Right. They don't know how to look for bargains.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to prepare a simple, healthy, inexpensive meal.
Mm. And this goes back to the lackluster education system.
Now, if you prepare some rice for dinner, you're going to get poisoned with arsenic.
Well, that's what the news media would have you think that. If you read between the lines, it's a special kind specifically to certain areas, and it's not anywhere near in the volume that one would think would be a problem. It just is the same stuff over and over again. It's critical thinking, understanding what information is, where you get it. It's extremely important.
Go
ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were pausing.
No, go ahead.
But, you know, I don't know when it became a bad thing to teach kids a trade. Seems like, I think if we put more emphasis, not every kid is set it needs to go to college and, like you said, needs to learn trigonometry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when we started blacklisting trade schools.
Well,
I mean,
because,
it's perfectly acceptable to be a great plumber or to be a great electrician.
More than perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, they're making more money than people that go through and get business degrees.
Yeah, you're right.
I had to pay a plumber in an emergency over the weekend, $90 an hour.
Yep.
And he's got his own business.
Yep.
So what does he take to the bottom line after his tools and expenses for his truck and whatever? Probably 70.
You know, here might be my only problem with that.
Which
problem with trade training at the high school level is, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't know really what I wanted to do until I was about 26.
Okay.
So if I commit to something at 16...
We're not talking about you. We're talking about making it available to whomever needs it or wants
not
it.
Not everybody. But not everybody should go to college. It became this whole thing. You know what it is? You know what did that? The real estate market. That they said if they go into the school districts, you know, they say, oh, this house is in a great school district. 97% of all the kids go to college. Yeah, but probably 40% of those really shouldn't be in college.
Yeah. It is part of,
you know, that they blacklisted vocational
The reality
schools.
Is
that the school that Victoria,
never hurt anybody.
The school that Victoria goes to, the High School of Music and Art, the FAME High School, is considered a vocational high school.
I would disagree with you, Richie. Some people going to college do get hurt because they don't learn, as Roberta has just suggested.
They come out with $200,000 in loans.
The debt thing is a problem.
I can remember we discussed this when I used to be on the board at Heidelberg. We would discuss this sort of thing in that what were we providing the students, what valuable tool do they have when they graduated?
Where can they go get a job?
23-24% of the class when they got out last year didn't have a job.
Right.
And they're 21-22 years of age and they don't have a job.
And that's
a serious responsibility. The school should be, whatever the school is, should be taking into consideration. What are you offering that makes what you have more valuable than the next place that somebody could go to spend all their money, as Jennifer has just suggested?
Well, that's what a vocational school is all about. That the, like I said, Victoria School is considered a vocational school. Yeah. They're trained in music and art and drama. And they are, when they graduate that school, they are ready to go out in the workforce and go to work. Yeah, but going to a vocational school and maybe learning to be a plumber and getting a license doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to go to college. You can still have that license, and you can still go to college.
I'm thinking now, as you said this, there's somebody that I know who worked through college as a plumber. That's how he paid.
Yeah.
He got his plumbing license and went to school. I just remember that. I haven't thought about that for a long time. This guy, and he was older. I think he was 30-something or other. He went back to college. And so he said, excuse me, he learned, listen to this and how much it ties into this. I just thank you for sort of ringing that bell, Roberta, and just remembering. This guy was a lousy businessman. He was a great plumber. So he went back to school and got a business degree so he could learn how to run his business, and thus the business grew.
There you go.
By the time he figured out what he was doing right and wrong in terms of actually managing his money and his men, and, you know, that's something. If you're a good plumber, doesn't mean you're going to run a good plumbing business. It just means you're going to do a good job as a plumber.
Yeah, you have the skill.
So he was smart enough to figure out. I just remember that. There's a certain stroke of genius in that. And he paid his way through college because he could work.
There you go.
What is the matter with people today? They can't figure that stuff out.
No, everybody has to go to college. They have to have a liberal arts education.
I got a liberal arts education. You see what good it did me.
Bupkis.
Thank you. No, I did actually. It's helped me to be more well-rounded conversationally.
Yeah, but that's what they say. They say you're going to be well-rounded.
But what can you sell?
That and 250 gets you on the
bus. I started what I ended up doing for a career while I was in college.
And so did most of us, yeah.
Well, right. But it had nothing to do with why I went to college.
Right.
I sort of turned it around and managed to take advantage of the experiences I had in college in radio to go off and start working in a commercial station that now I happen to own, and it's connected to the college. But it's just one of those things, and it was because of desire and not expectation and work. 19 past the hour. This is a good day.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Doug's Good Day program, Monday it is.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. the only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Now 23 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Our video of the day today. This didn't take long.
I'm excited for this.
You can check out this parody video. Actually, for today's video, it's an iPhone 5 parody featuring a ridiculous version of how iPhone, and you'd probably be closer to this, Richie, than would I.
Yeah.
How they explain usage of the iPhone 5. Is that it, basically?
Yeah, what they've done is they've exaggerated everything. But the video is actually very clever. When Apple announces a new product, they have a video that comes out and kind of describes the product and how it's going to change your life. And all of the work that went into coming up with this, revolutionizing the technical world. And so what they've done is they've created this mock video that has the exact same look that Apple does, and then just exaggerated all of the products.
We don't want to just change your phone. We want to make you say, wow, that is a bigger change than I expected. iPhone 5 is a result of that desire to surprise.
It's been completely redesigned. For the first time ever, we've increased the size of the display. By making the screen taller, but not wider, you can see more of your content without the need to scroll. We're making scrolling a thing of the past.
The phone's like 2 feet
iPhone
high.
iPhone 5 is more comfortable to use and that's reduces
really
scrolling fatigue while reading
you
long documents.
Really see in order to get.
Even with a larger display.
That's the video
iPhone
of the
5
day.
Is the
I know there was
iPhone
something,
ever
but it's calling on you to watch it.
You have to see it.
Yeah, you got
to
see it.
To look at the
all right, so you check it out. The video of the day at DougSteffen.com. We have, as with the Queen of Cheap, there are cumulative events in the video box. You see today's video, and you can see yesterday's and last week's and last month's. I don't know how far back we actually go with our videos of the day, Richie. We have a lot of dog videos in there recently. Yeah. So it's all there. Happy to help you out. With a little fun and I guess it's things that we want to think about. And one of the other items today that got me sort of right between the chapolas was a story. From the Today Show box at DougSteffen.com. An offer from a local jewelry store, D. Geller and Sons, no relation to you, Geller, as in Uri Geller, giving away a free gun to customers who buy a diamond. Mike Geller, who owns the shop, said he got the idea after seeing a similar offer at a car dealership. His promotion offers a free hunting rifle if you buy a diamond worth $2,500. Keller said the offer is generating a lot of buzz.
You think?
It's unbelievable. Websites that have a million hits about this idea. It's appealing to the men, said one woman who didn't think it was a bad idea. Another woman worried about safety told a reporter, I think it's stupid. You don't just come in here, buy a diamond, and grab a gun, said the owner. Instead, those who qualify get a voucher for adventure tours. And you have to qualify there. You have to follow the rules and regulations of the state of Georgia to own a gun, yada, yada, yada.
That's funny.
Got to protect your diamond.
All of these women who have been trying to get their man to buy a diamond for the last few years have finally got a way to lure them in.
Yeah, isn't that swell? Perfect.
I love it.
All right, so would you ask that question on maybe there's a way at one or the other of our social media?
Would you trade a diamond for a gun, or would you buy a gun if you got a diamond, or vice versa?
Yeah, I guess. Is it? What do you think about offering an incentive to
love
get men?
Love a gift with purchase.
There you go. The bottom line is always the bottom line. All right, I just find it a little silly, but who knows? I'm only one of 300 and some odd million. I'm a happy person today. Happy people continuously change. Because they change, they become more and more happy. And more change is possible. How about that for something to think about today? Think about it. People who are changing are happy. And the more they are happy, the more thing changes, the more possibilities there are.
It's a vicious circle.
What are you going to change today?
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Ambarin. Ambarin is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
America's spoken, and the critics agree. The Voice is hands down the best.
I want you on my team.
And tonight, with Donathas Good, the gloves are coming off.
Did you push your button?
You damn right I did.
And last week, the premiere of Revolution left America breathless. Tonight, episode 2 is finally here.
What if we could get the power back on?
And the critics can't stop talking. Compelling, a powerhouse, a must watch.
Never let go.
A new Voice, followed by Revolution, tonight on NBC.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like cow's milk,
You'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday. What you see is what you get. What you hear is what you get. If you believe that you can do something, you can do it. Does that mean that if you're a weightlifter and you have only lifted 500 pounds, you can lift 600? Is that what that means? Do you have to believe in it over 100% to make it happen? Your mind is the limiter. I think that's the practical takeaway from this. Your mind is expansive or it is a limiter. What you believe yourself to be capable of, you are. Now, again, I'm trying to take this as a practical matter, because can you, if you've lifted 500 pounds, lift 600 pounds? Do you do it that day? Do you do it with a lot of practice and work, maybe a year after you've made up your mind to do it? I don't know that time is the factor, because time is limiting in and of itself, right? If you say, I got to get this done in 24 hours, can you practically lift on Monday 500 pounds and Tuesday lift 600 pounds? Can you do that? I don't know. I say a lot of these things and I think back about it. You know, what's the reality? Can you do it as quickly as you may want to do it? Does it depend on what the goal is? What is the area of possibility for you? I think that's what you got to recognize. Some people are capable of lifting 600 pounds and some people aren't.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
Do you know how much you can lift?
Yes, I do.
You do? How much can you lift?
Well, it depends on my position. It depends on whether I'm on a bench or it depends on whether I'm standing up straight. How much, well, I mean, but that's the, in a sense, I can lift twice my body weight, depending on how I do it and where I am. But does it do my back any good? No.
I was just wondering if you guys know how much you can lift, because I have no idea.
Hey, if I walked into the gym to try and squat, I don't know, 300 pounds or something, I don't know. I have no idea. But if you said, hey, here's a refrigerator, we need to move it out to this truck outside.
Exactly. That's me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. And that is it. I remember last year, two of us, we had a tailgate that came off of one of the trucks on the farm. And it weighed, had to weigh 500-600 pounds if it weighed a pound. And this guy and I said, we got to move this. And I said, yeah, we can do this. And I lifted one side of it, and he said, oh, man. And I said, no, let's just put our legs into it. And we did it. Was it good for my back? No.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And that's what you have to also think of.
Hey, do you guys have those straps up on the farm?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the lifting straps.
The straps for the cows?
Uh-huh.
No, the straps.
Like the grocery people wear.
You see the moving? No, those are the back things. Those two. But they have these straps now. Like you would, like, let's say you're going to move a heavy
television.
You wrap
them around them.
And you put it under the item on each side, and then you wrap it around kind of your hands, and you lift that way instead of kneeling down and grabbing it with your hands from the bottom.
Yes.
You have those?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We use them.
Okay.
We have one cow that's sick now. We're using straps like that to lift her up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. And it's a practical stuff. Anyway, that's the food for
that. How many people does it take to lift a cow?
A couple. It depends on how heavy the cow is. You know, 3-4. This cow's a sick cow, and so she's down to 500-600 pounds. The school discussion we were having, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me with you, thinking about how to apply what people need to know to the practical side of making choices and making these choices available. It may be that you want something and you can't find it in your school system. Well, why can't you? If they're there to serve the public pays, why doesn't the public get what it wants? A rhetorical question. Here, though, are some of the things. I was reading a review of the school year as it began, and one of the students... And one of the schools now all have blogs. The kids have blogs. The kids have their Facebook pages. They go back and forth on what it is that they like and what they don't like and what the school requires. And one wonders what rules were in place when you started school that you thought were foolish. 800-510-8255. Students can only use a clear vinyl backpack now so that the administrators can see. Yeah, the rule in Framingham is you can't wear anything other than a clear backpack so they can see into the bag to see what you have there.
You know, and I was at a conference a couple of years ago, and I met this woman who started making these clear backpacks.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what would people use these for? And she's like, security and school systems. Yeah. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Oh, no.
And we talked about just what she had to go through to get this company up and running and get these backpacks manufactured.
Yep.
And it was just, and I was fascinated that they were going to be using these things in schools for security purposes.
It is really amazing. So what rule do you remember back to, Roberta, when you were in school that you thought was ridiculous, you couldn't stand it, was a stupid rule?
Oh, lining up in the playground before you went back into the school.
Because when you run back to school, they all ran down the corridor in 87 different directions.
Right, you had to line up, you know, according to your class, after the playground time.
Right.
And you had to stand there for 5 or 10 minutes or whatever it was, and then they led you back into the school.
Loved that because I was the line leader in my class.
Oh, I hated it because I had a girl.
Surprising, I know.
I had a girl behind me who used to poke me all the time, and every time I would turn around and tell her to stop, I was the one who got into trouble.
This is great for...
Finally, I broke her nose.
Social media, there we go.
Good for you.
Social media question, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
What about
put it up.
What rule did you not like in school?
Oh, there were many, because I went to Catholic school.
Perfect.
And so let's just start with grade school. Grade school was we had to wear either blue or white tennis shoes. Couldn't have anything else but blue and white.
Yeah.
We could not wear nail polish, which I absolutely hated because I wanted to wear nail polish. We couldn't wear any lip gloss or makeup or anything. Couldn't chew gum, but didn't like that very much, although I would freak out. I would never sneak gum in grade school. I snuck gum all the time in high school, and we weren't supposed to chew it there either. In high school, I didn't like the fact that my skirt had to be the length of my knees, and you had
somebody
to kneel down.
Somebody just pointed and just posted a girl named Kayla. I'd like to get rid of the no gum chewing rule. It's been scientifically proven that chewing gum during class
it makes you smarter.
Makes the brain work more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
How about that?
Yeah, and then when in high school, you actually had to kneel down on the ground, and your skirt, your uniform skirt, had to brush the ground, or you were you got sent home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, Richie.
They love kneeling in those Catholic schools.
Yes, they
are. Biggest rule that we had in school
praying.
When I was a kid that I thought was ridiculous is the fact that we had to show up.
For school?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
I don't get it.
800-510-8255.
Come on, Mom. Well, think about it, though. And then your parents get arrested. Remember that?
Yeah.
Your parents would get in trouble.
I remember, parents get into trouble for having, let's say you have a cough or a headache or something like that, and you bring medicine to school. Remember last year, the kid that got caught?
Can't do that anymore.
And he was giving an aspirin to somebody at lunch because the kid had a headache. And
it was a girl,
they threw him out of school. Was it a boy? I don't remember who it was, but I remember that happening. Good Lord.
Man, let me tell you something. If one of our kids is out for the day and we don't call before they get there, they are right on it. Hello. Yeah. Just checking on Sean.
Yeah.
Checking on Juliana. Are they okay?
All right. Well, so that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is whether or not teenagers... especially in whether it applies in junior high, I would hope it doesn't apply in junior high school, but I know that there are students that go to school that do not feel safe. They don't feel like school is a safe place to be, which is a horrible way.
It's probably something about the metal detectors.
Well, whether it's that or it's the playground, it's the bullying that goes on, that sort of stuff. School, for me, was one of the best times of my life. I loved going to school. Was everything that happened in school great? No. But there was something about being in school, whether it was the, it was belonging. I don't even know what the right thing was. It was going someplace where I felt like actually somebody cared. And I was very fortunate, both elementary and middle. I was all three of the schools. I always knew and got to know the teachers and liked them. There are very few teachers. I'm trying to think as I sit here if there were teachers I didn't really like. My fifth grade teacher I wasn't enamored with. Her name was Summer. Her father was a ref.
Last name, Vacation.
No, her last name was Summer. Her father had been a baseball ref for a long, long time, and he was a gym teacher in the system, and she got her job that way. And I remember working with her father when I was teaching school. Good guy. But the way people were hired then wasn't the same as people get hired now. It was more who you knew. I mean, that's how I got my job as a teacher, frankly. I didn't get it because I was qualified, although I was a good teacher. I got it because of somebody that I knew. I knew the superintendent. He'd been somebody that had followed me since I was in junior high school. So, and I didn't ask him for a job. He offered me a job, and I was happy to take it. But it was, I was teaching English. I didn't have credentials to teach English. But I rose to the challenge and had fun doing it, because I was learning along with the kids. The old thing, I remember one of my mentors as a junior high school teacher used to say to me, stay ahead of him 3 or 4 days in the book, you'll be fine. That was his way. Of the perfect teacher was ahead of the kids in the class by a day or two. That was it. And I never forgot that, actually. So, the other thing about schools and excuse me, children going in to have the experience, and this goes back to Chicago, where all the kids did was eat. You knew that, right? 350,000 meals for breakfast and lunch they prepared. The kids didn't do anything all day except go to breakfast and lunch. So I was thinking about the school menus when I was a student versus the school menus now. Think about I used to have creamed ham on cornbread. Cooked vegetable salad. That kind of stuff. Yeah. Cherry whip. And milk. That's what I remember when I was in elementary school. And then in middle school, one of the things that I remember, I don't know why, oven-baked French fries with some kind of beef, spinach with egg topping. I remember having raisin bread, and there was always that milk.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in high school, it was a steamed frankfurter, parsley potatoes, or maybe sauerkraut. Rye bread was available in addition to the role the Frankfurter came in.
Attention, here's an update on tonight's dinner. It was veal. I repeat, veal. The winner of tonight's Mystery Meat Contest is Jeffrey Corbin, who guessed some kind of beef.
Uh-huh. But now, there are tacos being served. There are all kinds of things that come from various types. There's a lot of Italian food. I mean, if you go to some of these cafeterias now in these high schools, you think you're going to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of choices. We didn't have a choice. This was it. Today, this is what you get. Tomorrow, this is what you get. Friday, it was always some kind of fish stick. And people used to say, yeah,
for
I
us
loved
it was pizza.
I loved pizza. I mean, I never had pizza in school in my life, Rich. They never served pizza.
Really?
Fish sticks, hot dogs, sloppy joes.
Thick.
Yeah. Now, the person that came up with the menu is not a rocket scientist, obviously. But I just wonder sort of out loud what the menus were like. What do you remember about your menus in school, Jennifer?
We didn't have... I had bag lunches every single day.
Really?
In my grade school, we had hot lunch, which was a big deal, once a month. And it was either pizza or it was a McDonald's hamburger. And that was it.
Really?
McDonald's hamburger was served
in McDonald's?
They were ordering out then.
Wow.
They would order out one day a month. And you had to pay extra and you got a ticket. So most of the time, I wouldn't even get the hot lunch the one day a month we had it. I would always just bring them back.
My kids have this, it's like a debit card. Yeah. And they take it.
They do now, yeah.
Right,
they
so
punch
they just
it
swipe
or
it through
like
the
that
thing.
I mean,
most
right.
of the times they take their lunch, but sometimes they'll decide, what they have here looks good. And it's amazing the technology that's available to them now. You know, you go online and you can see the cafeteria menu for every day. And
are you serious?
From Good Day.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Watch this stock zoom to the sky. RVPL is the symbol. Don't forget to check out greenjobsforveterans.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Boss has been all over Good Day today.
Sure has.
This is from the movie Philadelphia, The Streets of Philadelphia. Bruce has turned 63 now, as Roberta pointed out. A happy birthday to him over this past weekend. Movie music gets us into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man with the results of the box office, what was good at the theaters over this weekend. We get the totals in a matter of moments. First, though, let's present you with our challenge. Now, audio from a movie that was number one during this week in 2003. As you go back in your mind thinking, okay, what do I remember about the early fall 2003 movie-wise? We'll give you three audio clips from this movie. You figure it out. You call us at 800-510-8255 to win this swell prize. If you haven't won before on Movie Moments, here's the first of the three clues.
I assume you're a carnivore.
Oh, Mr. Massey, you have no idea.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Recognize that male voice anyway.
Yeah.
Jennifer does. The rest of us do, too. All right, next clip, Richie.
No, you didn't ask me here to pick me up. You could be disbarred for that.
Maybe I'm reckless.
Maybe I'm reckless.
Uh-huh. 800. This is actually a pretty good movie. Most of the movies he's been to be quite good, frankly. All right, here's the last clue.
But you don't think so.
How do you know?
Why would you be here?
Why did you ask me?
Can't I be curious?
About what?
You ever answer questions?
To you?
I would always answer your questions.
Ah, yeah, okay. All right, Chucky, you got it?
With a yes, by the way.
I know it. I'm just trying to remember the full. I know it's a two-word title.
It is a two-word title. It's hard. Yeah, it's a hard. It's hard. To,
well, it didn't do that well. I believe it was a Coen Brothers movie that.
Yes.
It had two big star power, but I don't think it performed very well at the
Right. Well, their movies sometimes don't. Anyway, That's the as much as we're going to give you in terms of clues. You work it out, you win the prize. That's simple. 800-510-8255. Box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
Mmm. Yum. Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Yeah, okay, I like that voice.
Stop it, Doug. Let's get to Chuck and his review of the totals box office. Good weekend or not, Chucker?
Mediocre still. Four new films opened, Doug, but box office was still subpar. Two films tied for number one. The serious street cop movie, End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal, opened at $13 million in business. That only cost $7 million to produce, so that's a low-risk, high-reward type of a film, and you don't see too many movies produced for $7 million. That was one of them. House on the End of the Street, which is a suspense thriller starring Hunger Games star Jennifer Lawrence. Film got absolutely awful reviews, but still did $13 million in business. That one only cost $10 million to produce. Also, Clint Eastwood's Trouble with the Curve, 12.7 placed third. Baseball-themed movies are tough sells, and they continue to be. Still, 12.7 is okay. Finding Nemo 3D, fourth, 9.4. $30 million in 2 weeks of release, and it's re-release. Resident Evil 5 dropped 65% week to week. That's a big drop, 6.5, 33%. $33 million in 2 weeks of release. Now, I did a Jaws revival over the weekend in East Strasbourg at my community theater. Big reaction. People still love Jaws. 175 people in two shows, which was, I got to admit, I was very surprised. I had a great time. A lot of fun.
Did you?
Love seeing it back on the big screen. It was really, really a good time.
All right, let's see. We have a couple of things here. The movies that were big during this week in 1999, Double Jeopardy, Tommy Lee Jones, Ashley Judd, remember that? Bruce Greenwood was the bad guy. Oh, come on.
Down
in New Orleans, that was a great movie.
Yeah, I do.
Jacob the Liar, Robin Williams, Alan Arkin. Do you remember that?
Very, very obscure movie.
Really? Let's see here. The Mumford movie with Jane Addams and Ted Danson. I don't remember that one at all.
I do not either.
All right. And here, from 1997 this week, Excess Baggage with Alicia Silverstone and Benicio Del Toro. Remember that?
That was the movie that killed her career after Clueless.
Really?
That's true.
All right. Nobody figured out the movie. Number one movie this week in 2003 was Intolerable Cruelty. For those of you who want to write that down, Intolerable.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.